It's amazing. I go 2-3 last week, and I'm actually looking at that as progress. I mean, honestly, that's when you know my picks have been an out-and-out embarrassment. But 4 weeks in, we got a long way to go. Thankfully, in our pick'em challenge between myself, Mike Fliegelman, and yours truly, nobody has run away with anything quite yet, even though the maestro, of course, is in the lead because he tries to keep it simple, stupid. Maybe I should follow suit. I mean, I'm 6 games back in the loss column. But it's, you know, week 5, we pick 5. Your luck in this town could change rather quickly. Just ask the New York Yankees. I don't know why, but I'm feeling a good week. I'm feeling good vibes. Clear eyes, full hearts. Can't lose. Without further ado, the week 5 edition of the world famous, and right now, the cold is ice. JJ After Dark on Locks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
Thanks to the Dolphins kicking 5 field goals against Seattle, what should have been a 3-2 week turns into a 2-3 week. How ugly has it been for yours truly? 5-14-1 on the year. That's right. Try saying that with a straight face. 5-14-1. We don't hide from the record. It is what it is, and it's got to get a heck of a lot better. Let's get to these picks. Let's start with my favorite game of the week, because to me, there are certain games you look at from a spot standpoint that just reek of a given team. I'm all over the Houston Texans this week. They fired Bill O'Brien. They didn't like Bill O'Brien. Is that going to change the entire feel of their season? No. This season, in many ways, is probably going to be a lost cause. For a week or two, do I believe the dismissal of a coach can give you an uptick? My answer is yes. I think the Texans show up this week. I also think it helps that they have a bad football team coming in that couldn't stop me or you. This spot reeks to the Texans. I'm going to lay the 6.5. I'm taking the Texans here in game number 1. Game number 2. Let's go to a game that I think is ready-made to order. Philadelphia Eagles coming off a win are probably feeling pretty good about themselves. Handling San Francisco, making some plays in the fourth quarter. They're taking it up a weight class because they got to take advantage of Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard. In come the Pittsburgh Steelers off of a bye. Extra time to prepare. At home and bad Eagle line. Dominant Steeler front. I think this is a rough day for Carson Wentz. I think the Steeler defense will be aggressive. I think they will get after him. I'm laying the touchdown. I think the Steelers win this game comfortably. Give me the Steelers in game number 2. Game number 3, let's go to one of the local games. I think this is the first time all year I will be going either for or against the local in the unlocks. And I think I'm late to the party. Because the Jets are 0-4 against the number. Well, I'm picking against the New York Jets here in week 5. Joe Flacco's the quarterback. Enough said. Joe Flacco is that quarterback for the New York Jets. And I know I picked the Cardinals last week, and that blew up in my face because Carolina punked them. Arizona's now lost 2 games in a row. Normally, I'd be concerned West Coast to East Coast. Normally, I'd be concerned with a winless team. Sooner or later, something's got to give. Not with this New York Jets team. Where are the big plays coming from? Where are the stops coming from? In a perfect world, would I tease Arizona and Pittsburgh? 100%. And that will be a tease, by the way, that I'm going to play on Sunday. But we pick these against the number. I'm going to lay a touchdown here. This may come back to bite me in the butt. I don't care. When in doubt, fade the Jets. Game number 4. I'm going to Sunday night, and this is where I'm going to get contrarian on you. And I can't believe I'm going against this particular player again. Again! But I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings plus the 7 points against the Seattle Seahawks. I thought Minnesota did a whole lot of good things from an offensive standpoint last week against Houston. From Adam Thielen to Justin Jefferson to Dalvin Cook. And remember, Minnesota last year on a Monday night went to Seattle and played a very spirited and a very competitive game against the Seahawks. That was when the 12th man was rocking. That was when the 12th man could pack that place out. Now they're playing in front of nobody. Minnesota going to win this game? No. But I think Minnesota has enough on offense to keep up. This is a 31-27 type of game. 30-24 type of game. Give me the Vikings plus the 7 to keep this game competitive. Got one more underdog for you. We're going to Monday Night Football. The Chargers and the New Orleans Saints. I know the Saints are coming off a big win against Detroit. That home field in the Superdome, not what it was. I see 7.5 points. I look at the way the Chargers competed against the Bucs. I look at the way the Chargers have played all year. Herbert has looked good. Herbert has looked comfortable. I'm grabbing the hook here. I'm taking 7.5. I think this game comes down to the wire. It's anybody's game. Chargers love playing those sort of games. I'll take them plus the 7.5. For the Maestro, who is the leader in the clubhouse right now. The Maestro is 9-9-2 on the air. Harris and I are rolling together on the Arizona Cardinals. We are heads up in both the Sunday night game and the Monday night game. He's rolling with Seattle laying a 7. He's rolling with New Orleans laying a 7.5. The other two games for the Maestro, he's taking Robbie's Los Angeles Rams laying 7.5 on the road at Washington. And his final play, the Giants plus the 8.5 against the Dallas Cowboys. Mr. Fliegelman, the floor is yours, good sir. 2-2-1 last week. Currently in second place. What's in store for week 5?
Second place where I expect to sit for a while, because just like last year, once Harris passes you, you don't expect to catch up to the Maestro. A couple games that you guys hit on that I also have. I'm with you on the Steelers. I know the Eagles won Sunday night. I'm still not all that impressed. And the Niners are banged up. The Steelers are a better team, I think, right now because of the injuries to the Niners. And they're coming off the bye. I think they're annoyed at how the whole situation has played out. I think you get an angry Steelers team, and they're just good. When they're healthy, Roethlisberger, Connor, Juju, everything that offense can do, then one of the best defenses, if not the best defense in the NFL. I don't think the Eagles are going to be able to score a ton of points in this game with their makeshift offense with all the injuries. So I'm taking the Steelers minus the 7. Game number 2, I'm with you guys. I don't know how you could possibly pass up the Arizona Cardinals minus the 7 this week. The Jets are an embarrassment. That's with Darnold or with Flacco. I mean, the Jets might be better off being the kind of team that has a COVID outbreak and they have to forfeit all their games. For Jets fans, that would be significantly less painful to watch if the Jets just weren't there anymore. The only downside would be if, you know, then the tiebreaker is they, if you forfeit games, you're no longer eligible for the number one pick. That would be typical Jets pain. Game number 3, I like the Giants. I'm with Harris. I don't trust the Cowboys. I picked them last week. They really hurt me in that game against the Browns. I mean, if the Giants offense can't score points against this Cowboys defense with everything we've seen from them so far this year, then I don't know when you're going to see Daniel Jones and that crew put points on the board. I don't care who's healthy, who's hurt. This Cowboys defense stinks. There's the quote from yesterday that you can't expect us to play hard all 70 plays. Yeah, you can. It's the NFL. Go do your jobs. That Cowboys team is an absolute mess outside. I mean, the offense, you feel bad for Dak Prescott, this stuff getting thrown on him. I think the Cowboys will score against the Giants, but the Giants defense gave you an impressive showing on Sunday against the Rams. I think they can keep this close enough with such a big number that I'll take them getting the 8.5 points and hope that Danny Dimes shows up and not that Daniel Jones we saw on the final throw at the end of the fourth quarter on Sunday. Game number 4. It's disappointing that this game is at 4 o'clock because this is one of the few games on this Week 5 schedule that looks promising. beforehand. That's the Colts and the Browns. And, of course, the rest of us are just going to be subjected to Giants Cowboys. The Colts are only laying 1.5. It's a very close game. I just think the Colts are going to win, and since the spread's only 1.5, I'm going to take them. I know it's a tough spot on the road in Cleveland, but I think they're a better team. The defense, the running game, the Browns have to deal with Nick Chubb's injury, as good as Kareem Hunt can be filling in. I just think the Colts win this game, only laying 1.5. I'm going to do it. And game number 5, you might have noticed before we talked, I said I have 2 games with Harris and 1 game against him. I'm taking out that game against him. I was so on the fence this 5th or 6th game. I was thinking about taking the Vikings between Harris going the other way, you taking the Vikings.
That's an easy call right there, Fleek.
It's not only that.
Go the other way.
It's not only that. I can't mentally subject myself to another primetime game needing Kirk Cousins to come through, because everything you said about that game is right. The Vikings played well there last year. I thought the Vikings looked good on offense last week against Houston. They kind of saved their season going to 1-3. The Seahawks don't have Jamal Adams. The Vikings should be in this game. It should be the kind of game that Russell Wilson has to pull out on the final drive. They should be right there. It should be 34-31. But I can't do it to myself again after all the times we did it last year. So I wish you the best of luck, my friend. I can't do it to myself. The Ravens are kind of off the board with the Lamar Jackson question marks. I should have stuck with this team last week. I was afraid because I never bet against Bill Belichick. It's a huge number. I'm going to lay the 12.5 points with the Chiefs. Why not? I'm going to pick the Chiefs, at least one of them, them or the Ravens, every week until they give me a reason not to. So I'm swapping out the Vikings, and I'm putting in the Chiefs minus 12.5.
All right, so for Fleeks, he's rolling with the Kansas City Chiefs laying a number at 12. He's taking the Colts laying 1.5, Giants plus the 8.5, and then Arizona laying 7. No surprise there. When in doubt, Fleeks fades the Jets. And the Steelers laying 7. For Mr. Maestro, he's got Arizona as well laying 7. He's got the Giants plus 8.5. Seattle laying 7. New Orleans laying 7.5. The LA Rams laying 7.5. And for yours truly, it'll be the Pittsburgh Steelers laying 7. It'll be the Arizona Cardinals laying 7. Feels like all of us riding the Arizona Cardinals. When in doubt, fade the Jets. Also, I'm giving you the Houston Texans laying 5.5, I am giving you 2 primetime games. So maybe a little primetime JJ magic. Vikings plus the 7, Chargers plus the 7.5. The Week 5 edition of Young Locks of the Week.